We are learning Masechtas Nazir, the Vavam Aleph, and we're starting 10 lines from the top, on the 11th line, beginning of a line, Tnan. We had a machloikis, Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Rav Masna says, Tam Nazirus is Lama Yom, learns that from the word Yihya, which is Gematria 30. So Nazirus is 30 days. Bar Pada says, Nazirus is only 29 days. And you bring everything, all the stuff on the 30th day. And according to Rav Masna, L'chitchili bring the kabbanis on the 31st day. And the Gemara guy comes out that even the fi Bar Pada, you should really wait to the 31st day, Agzeira, Otu, someone says Shleimim. And the Nonaf community comes out just through a sugya of Team Rav Masna and Bar Pada is, Rav Masna holds Mixis Hayem Kekuloid, which means you don't need 30 full days. 29 days and a little bit is enough. And according to Bar Pada, you need 29 full days, and that's why in Gilech, if you took a haircut on the 29th day, it does not work. It only works on the 30th day because he does not hold a mixus yom kikulay. That's what comes out as an outgrowth of this machlekes, of the machlekes by Pada and Ramasta. That's one of the nafkaminas. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah later on, beginning of the third parak. I could quote a lot of things in that Mishnah already. This is part of the Mishnah, beginning of the third parak. It says like this: Mgilach yom shishim chasa achas. This means someone's mekabel two naziris. He took the first haircut on the 30th day, and then the next haircut on the 59th day, which means he did his process of finishing his naziris on the 30th day, and then on the 59th day. Yotza. Why? Shiyom shloishim oylem and aminyan. Yom shloishim counts both ways. Yom shloishim, the 30th day of the first naziris, is mixed with yom kikuloi, and therefore you get 30 days that way. And then you count that as day number one. So day number one, day 30 is 59, and on day 30 again you have mixed yom kikuloi on the 59th day. That's why it's good. So bishlam of masna nicha, like we just explained, that
59 is 30 days.
It's 30 days from day 30, because day 30 is one. Then number one, day number one is two. And so now 29 days is 30.
Why is day number one, two?
No, so 30th day is one. Number right. 30, I don't want to go through all the days. I'm just making it very simple. Right. 31st day is day number two.
Right.
Okay, now when you count, if you call 31 one, so now 59 is 29 from 31. And then the extra day, 30th day. It's the 30th day. Okay. So 59 is the 30th day. So therefore, it said, so the Mishnah explains why it works, because So Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, it's very geschmack. You always mix his Yom Kikuloi. And therefore, you count that day as the 30th day of the previous Naziris and the first day of the next Naziris. Elul Bar Pada, Lomali, Ha'omo Shloishim Chasa Achas. He said that 29 days is enough. So you don't have to say a whole shtick of Torah that Yom Shloishim Oilem Raminyan, it's not the point. The whole Naziris is 29 days. He's doing something that's Ikar Hadin, by taking the haircut and taglachas and the kabbonis on the 30th day, and then on the 59th day, it's not a big deal. Why do we have to speak out? The taglachas is always on the 30th day. So it's poshut yotzei b'di'evan shekeis. Maybe we said it's a chatchila to wait another day, but it's poshut. The whole nazir is only 29 days, so you don't have to speak out. The mission doesn't have to speak out that yom shloishim oylem aminyan. So my answer is, Omalach, my father says, ano nami aho samchi. That this is where I learn out the Naziris of 29 days. Because Yom Shloishim Oylem Aminyan, his teaching means it goes to the Aminyan Achrein. But Rav Bar Pada hold, it would be impossible that one day should be counted as two different Naziris. As a mixed Nazirim Kikuloi of the first set of Naziris and the first day of the next Naziris. Rav Pada holds, that's not possible. Zok Bar Pada, this is my Makar when Naziris is only 29 days. Because if not, it would not work both ways. This is Gufa my Makar. And Oylem Aminyan means it starts as the next Naziris. But I don't need it for the last Naziris. Why? Because I have 29 full days. Because the point is that he's saying that he holds it here, that the Naziris here does not work. The day does not work for two Naziris, and that can happen. And therefore, this is Adarab his Makar, that since this works, it must be that a Naziris is only 29 full days. Zok the Gemara Vaita, not a Raya from the Mishnah. Tanan. Misha Omar, Hareini Nazir. Nitva yom shloishim soisa esakoyl. If someone says, I am a nazir, and halacha is, if someone is a middle of naziris and he becomes tamei, the halacha is, he soisa the whole naziris, he has to recount his naziris. So now we're going to have to really figure this out according to Bar Pada and Rav Masna, what's the halacha. So here it says in the Mishnah, Misha Omar Reini Nazir, Nitva yom shloishim, he gets tamei on the 30th day, soisa esakoyl, you got to redo the whole naziris. So Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha. Rav Masna, I can hear. Ela Bapada Kasha, Bapada's Bamba Kasha. Bapada, how could it be that I destroy the whole Naziris becoming Tomei? Bapada was 29 days Naziris. Right. But you ask the Kasha Master. We'll ask in a second. We'll speak that out in a second. Let's just call it what the Kasha is. Bapada is definitely a question. Bapada was 29 days Naziris. On the 30th day, you wake up and you become Tomei. That's after the Naziris. There's no problem. Even if you hold the Khatila de Gadinim, but you're definitely not going to be Soyses Akoil. But Rav Masna, it's good because Soyses Akoil. Of the Kasha, which Mordechai is asking here, is Tosis asks, the Lechaira, does Mixas Yom Kikulon? So on the 30th day, once you start off the day, Tahar, say, hey, you're Tosis, the whole Naziris, Lechaira, there's a Mixas Yom Kikulon. Emphasize the Tosis that this Mixas Yom Kikulon works like this, that it's only Mixas Yom Kikulon only works if you're allowed to do the Taglachas, Navas, Kabanoisav. After that, the Naziris is Taka over. But if you tell me before the taglachas nevaros kavoynozov, you don't say mixa mikuloi to that it's ilu, it's done. It's not done. You're still in the middle of zeros. Kolzman, you didn't do the taglachas and the kavoros kavoynozov. You're still in the middle of zeros, and then it will be soysa akol. That's pshat Rav Master. Well, if you bar pada shver, because what's going on over here? So the Gemara answers. Oh my, and Tosis brings in that there's also the yom kuf. But we're not going to get into that part of it. But we're going to learn the way the Gemara has it here. The Kasha is from the case of Yom Shloshim. Omolach Bapado. Bapado answer says, look at the Sefer. Amos Sefer. Rabbi Eliezer Amor. Any Soysel Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer Taka says, if you come to me on the 30th day, you only Soysel Shiva, which means that's not Soysel at all. Why have to wait 7 days? Possible to bring Kabbonis, you can't be a Tommy Mace. You have to go through a Tara process. How do you become a Tara from Tommy Mace? You need 7 days. You need the Zrika of the Parah Aduma on the 3rd and 7th day. And therefore, you become, therefore, and that's the case, you become Tara after 7 days. So what it is Soysel is 7 days. Amen Sefer, Rabbi Eliezer Amor. In his Soysel Shiva. So that's a part that brings a riot to himself. So Isak Daitach is more fears as the riot. Isak Daitach Soysa Binon Nista Kulu. If he holds, you need 30. You should be the Soysa all things. So it's a riot to me. Rav Lez is a riot to me. Frank Tosfos on the bottom of Ahmed. Okay, so Rav Lez is like you, but Rabban is not like you. Why going like Rav Lez not the Rabban? Zok Tosfos that he's telling like this. That's not Mistavra, that Rabbi Yezah and the Rabbanon argue me kotze la kotze. He holds Naziris is 29 days, holds Naziris 30 days. That can't be. Everyone agrees 29 days. And there's a different machlekas going on here through Rabbi Pada. He holds that since Rabbi Yezah says that it's not, so he said it must be 29 days enough for Naziris. But, and the Rabbanon agreed to that. So what's the Rabbanon says it's a curl? Says Rabbanon, it must be amid the Rabbanon digadin. Like Tosis speaks out, read it inside, that Vavam and Al, 4 lines from the bottom. Behind the Sosis Shloisim L'Rabbanon, Ein Elo D'Rabbanon Ba'alma, the Gzeiro Mid Rabbanon, Hecha D'Alma Zira Stam, Oto Hecha D'Rabbanon Shloisim Yom Shleimim. It's a Gzeiro D'Rabbanon, Oto Shleimim. The Oz Vadis Sosis HaKol L'Kuli Amo, Don Nitvav Sochim Ein Israel. V'Rav Eliezer Loi Goz, L'Kach Ein Sosis El Shiva. So he's saying the machloikas really is to make Gzeiro not. What? When do we bring Kabbonis?
You always bring Soysus HaKol, you have to make Kabbonis for that.
Right, so it seems like they you could do that. The Rabbanon say that it's like you became Tommy in the thing, Otto Shleimim, and it sounds like you go through the whole process. That sounds like Soysus HaKol, sounds like you go through the whole process. It's a big chiddush that you could do that. And that you could still consider that a tumah, and that would be a chiddush, you're right. But Lamaisa, that's what he's saying, that's what you would say. That's what he wants to say to answer this Shiloh, because that's a Eliezer's right to him, and Lemaisa, we don't want Rabbanon to argue because of the Rabbanon agrees, it's only with the Rabbanon that there will be a din that it's Soyser HaKoil. It's very possible that the Fidei Rabbanon, you wouldn't just Soyser HaKoil means you just to continue to Naziris in another 30 days and then bring the Kabbonis. It's very possible you wouldn't bring the Kabbonis Tumah now. It's a tiny good. Look, if some of the Rabbanon, you can't bring Chul and Ba'azara. So, what it means is you have to just keep Naziris in another 30 days. That's what the Rabbanon thinks that Soyser HaKoil would mean. Just like Fidei Rabbanon, 7 days means you keep Naziris, not because you bring Kabbonis now, you just wait 7 days, be 30 days. I'll do that. That's what it would be. You would not bring Kabbonis, Lachari, tiny good. You would not bring Kabbonis. But like Kabbonim, what the Tais is trying to tell you is that it's not Rav Eliezer Mamish like Bapada, it's the whole Mish like Bapada. We're saying, Rav Eliezer Nishim L'Rabbonim. So now, the way Tais just learns, is now it's Shver now on what's Pshat Rav Master. Lachari, Rav Eliezer is a Raya, not like Rav Master. Rav Eliezer says, only Tais is Zion. So if you're Rav Eliezer, he sees only the Zion, only 29 days. So what does Rav Eliezer do? And for the Gemara, Kusavar Rav Eliezer mixes Yom Kikulon. Like Tosfos speaks out, we're going back to Rabbi Eliezer. Same challenge like this. Rabbi Eliezer holds Mixas Ayoim Kekuloi, and it works even before you bring the kavanas. Once you have a little bit of the day, the zeros is over on the 30th day. And therefore, Firab Yazir is only sorry says Zayin. And the Machlekes is like this, Firabon, very good smack, Firab Master. Avada, the zeros is 30 days. Mixes Yom Kula really helps. Rabban hold that only helps after you bring the kavanas, but not before you bring the kavanas. Rav Eliezer says, even before you bring the kavanas, once you started the day, b'nezirus, that's enough, and it's chal nezirus that day, it's mixas yom kekula. That's the bir hamachlekes between the Rabbanon and Rav Eliezer. So that's how we answered the fear of Masna, we answered the fi bar pado. We answered the fi both madyarmim, how to learn that part of the Mishnah.